really rare one that no one else is maybe gonna get, but it grinds my gears. Mm. When Temu steals my image and sells a poster of me.
What?
Temu has a photo of me in a cowgirl outfit, and they're selling it on their website.
How? Sweet. Temu?
Temu. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo! We are going up the stream today. We got our oars. We're ready to go. And of course, I have joining me today is Cosmo from the Cosmo Show.
Woo! What up? How you doing?
Nothing much. Nothing much. I'm just feeling the rage lately.
I can relate to that.
The flames. They're just emitting. The smoke is coming out of my ears. I'm just angry at things. So I think today I just need to blow off some steam.
Cool. What better place to do it?
Right? Yeah. I think that like in the canoe is the best place. Snap the oar in half, you know? Maybe not.
Bring a bucket just in case, you know, water comes in and you like, you know, need a splash of water out.
Get a bucket and a mop.
Yep.
But not for that reason though. But
I gotta give a shout out, quick shout out to Chompy. Mm-hmm. I don't know when this episode will air, but at Neotropolis that just happened in the past. I end up marrying Chompy and her partner Max.
Aww.
It was awesome. It was such I just had so much fun with that. It was really cool. It was like out of the blue. It was a windy day. The place where we're gonna get married blew out. And the person who was supposed to marry them just wasn't around at a certain time, so they're just like, who wants to marry us? I was like, yeah, why not?
Wow. So you became like a wedding officiant, right?
Yeah, is that
the right
wedding term? Officiant, yeah.
Or the, not quite a priest, but the person who ordained the wedding or something like that?
Yeah, an ordained.
I haven't been to a wedding in a while, so I don't know anything.
You know, I just say the power invested in me in content creating.
There you go, and content creation. I can't love that.
I think I qualify for that, right?
Yeah. So congratulations, Chompy.
Woo!
Yeah. And are you ready to like blow off some angry steam?
I am. I have some of them like on my shoulders, whatnot. So yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get right to it.
Let's do it.
Because y'all know I'm a yapper. So the first thing on my frickle fracking list is the TikTok ban that everyone's talking about. Ooh. Because our government took that ban and just slipped it into another bill to get it on its way. And I kind of have a hot take on this one. And I don't know that you'll agree with me.
Okay.
But hear me out. I kind of want TikTok to get banned.
Ooh.
And for no other reason other than the fact that, like, we have seen this TikTok drama, 3 years in a row now?
Yeah.
That they're threatening to ban it. It's like, okay, then do it. Do it so someone can make a different app and we can move on. Like, it's like the situationship of two people dating and then breaking up and then dating and then breaking up. It's like, just make up your mind. Right. Are you going or are you staying?
Hmm.
I might be alone in that.
I joined TikTok during the pandemic to keep me sane.
Mm-hmm.
And lately all I've noticed is just TikTok shop. I see less cosplayers and less funny, stupid little things than actual. I see less content, just more like, hey, go over to the TikTok shop.
Yeah.
It's like transitioning to like an actual store.
Mm-hmm.
Like AliExpress or like
Etsy,
you know?
So comparable.
And I'm for it. Like, I used it for cosplaying.
Mm-hmm.
Just to bring my character to life. Because like, photo shoots is one thing, but actually dressing up and then actually mimicking something mm-hmm. like that is pretty, really, really cool. But
yeah.
I don't have the time for it nowadays.
Mm.
And so, like, I'm kind of over it. And there's a way to make money if people gift you and all stuff like that. But I just, I don't care.
Yeah, I will miss how easy it is to look up something on TikTok. Like, all you have to do is type in the beginning of a song or, like, sound that goes, like, insert here. And it's so easy to find something. But that doesn't outweigh the fact that, like you said, TikTok shop has become a huge thing. And it's not even, like, content creation anymore. It's just people trying to sell you things.
Mm-hmm.
And not even things you need. It's not things that are, like, life improving or, you know, mental health stability. It's all like AliExpress crap, in my opinion. The only people that I really do feel for outside of like content creators that make money off it, but is the small shops. Mm-hmm. There's so many creative like artists that are out there that make throw rugs, clothing, artwork, mugs, yeah. clay. Like there's so many different types of artists out there that really depend on TikTok. And that's where I'm going to be the most sad. Mm-hmm. Is seeing them struggle after all this. But I have figured out a way to find them a little easier on Instagram. Hmm. So I think they'll still be okay.
Okay.
Just not as booming as with TikTok.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's tough to sell your art. But yeah, that's my first one is the TikTok ban. Like, either ban it or keep it. Like, can we stop doing this back and forth? I'm annoyed.
If we keep it, you think there should be some, like, regulations? And or, like, how would you police it or control it? To be equal, actually, probably there's no way to really control it.
But well, like, the big problem, the U.S. government, from what I've heard, which I don't know if this is true or not. I don't know enough about the app, if I'm being honest. It's that they're infiltrating and getting information on the U.S. Hmm. is what I've heard and read. So that's why it's being banned. So if someone were to make a copycat of TikTok, kind of like Musical.ly, kind of like Vine in a way, and just made something a little similar, but just in the U.S., I think it could be a huge success. As long as it's not like infiltrating information, it's in the U.S. made. I think if they go back to the way it was during the pandemic, where you would post a video and at minimum it would hit like 5,000 views and it really helped people pop off. I think we would see a huge change in the people that we make famous from these apps. And also everybody would be happier all around because people that follow them actually get to see their content.
Yep.
Like, it's such a weird thing now that like I'll have a video go viral and people will be like, man, I wish I could follow you. But if I do, TikTok will stop showing me your stuff. So I'd rather not follow you, but still get to see your content in my FYP, which that's backwards to me. But yeah.
The algorithm is crazy stupid. I don't know. Everyone tries to guess it, and no one ever gets it right. It's just a wacky AI kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's TikTok themselves have even said that they will flame certain videos, which means that they'll purposefully target people that they like or fit their like view of what TikTok should be, the embodiment or like the face of TikTok, and they'll purposely light or flame their video so it will go viral and it will perform well, which is how we wound up with famous people like Charli and Dixie D'Amelio, who no longer really want to be famous. They're over it. They don't like it. So it's like,
yeah,
I don't know. The whole app, I think, just needs to be thrown away.
Cool. I agree with you.
My next grind my gears, I went on a date this week, and it was nice, but I'm so over situationships. Like, why do we do that? Like, why are we in this economy, in this time, where people just go on dates to not really date, to just, like, either get free food or waste your time? It's like, don't go and date people and do dating apps if you're not ready to date. Why are we here if we're just gonna like call it a situationship and just waste someone's time? I don't get it. I'm like, what you're paying for the food then, if that's what's happening, you're buying, because I did all this,
right?
why are we in the situationship
era? I don't know. God, I can't even imagine. If I was single now, I'd probably just
stay single forever.
Yeah. It's too complicated now. See, too many, it's just so much to worry about, talk about, do, and it's a lot of pressure. So, and to get to know somebody over again.
See, I don't mind getting to know people because I love like talking to like one-on-one communication with people. I like big group settings. Like, I'm very much so a people person. I just don't like that people are seeing dating as like a sport now. Or at least that's what it feels like to me, is that like I'll take all this time for myself, work on myself, do the work, and then I'll go on a date with somebody, and then within the first like 2 hours they're like, yeah, well, I'm not really looking for anything serious. And it's like, well, then what?
It's like the same as how many notches do you have in your belt?
Yeah.
But in this case, is how many dates have you been on with who? Blah blah blah. So yeah. It sucks.
I'm curious for anybody watching. Is this an LA culture thing? Is this like I'm in my mid 20s? Is it that sort of thing that the guys around my age just don't want to date exclusively? Is that like? Is it a me thing? Like, am I just going on the wrong? Like, I'm curious. Call me out. Call me out on my BS. Let me know, because I'm curious. I'm open to interpretation.
It feels like an age thing to me.
You think so?
Yeah. Bartending the last couple of years before the pandemic, I really see like the drop in communication and having a good time. It's more like I'm here, take a picture, I'm gonna buy this drink, and gone.
Okay.
Without like. It's like nobody wants to set roots, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that. I don't know. It's weird. It's like the older I get, the younger people are, and the things that I like to do, it just seems like it's people my age, whatever they do now, because they don't want to let go of that one feeling that they had or that one place. It's kind of like, to me, it's boring. I'm like, nah, I want something new. Yeah. But I want to keep that tradition of communication, talking to people, having regulars. Yeah. It's just, I don't know, it's weird.
I get, like, not setting roots, but I'm also, like, if you don't want to set roots, just, like, say it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, don't waste someone's time for them to go out with you, and then you just say you're not really looking for anything serious. Because, like, if there's anything that I've learned from media and, like, just dating in general, is that if somebody doesn't want something serious, then it's like, well, don't pursue them. Because I think a lot of, I would say stereotypically, women think like, oh, I can change him, or oh, I can make him want to date me. And I just know that never works out, because that used to be me. Like, I used to be the girl who's like, oh, this guy, like, we both work at the theme park together. I can change him. Like, I can make him like want to date me. Like, once we go on dates, or once he kisses me, blah, blah, blah. And it never works out. So now when anybody tells me that, I know then to be like, okay, well, thanks. I'm going to go and just... Well, I'll eat all the food and I'll make them buy dessert. But then I'll be like, okay, thanks, I'm going to go. But situationships grind my gears, man.
Interesting.
Grind my gears. Here's another social media one, because social media has been a little, a nuisance to me lately. Why are all the social media platforms trying to be each other?
Huh.
Like, what?
Right? Why? They're no longer different, you know, segregated. There's not segregated, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, why are we on Facebook, Instagram, X, and everything else if they're all the same?
Mm-hmm. You know?
So, it's true.
Like, why? Okay, here's the thing. I know why. They're all trying to compete for that top free app spot.
Mm.
I get it. But, like, where is originality? Mm. Is that just, like, gone?
Mm.
Is that, like, not a concept anymore? Because... Everybody says they hate Instagram because it's like, it's all filtered. People are only posting their highlight reels. And like, okay, so we're all over that is the consensus I've gathered. People are over TikTok right now because TikTok, it's the same sort of thing, glamorized life. It's not entertaining anymore because all it is on the FYP are like big famous celebrities, not content creators, nothing like really creative. So people are over that, right? X now is like, okay, it's like videos and it's still photos, but like it's, to me, it's, I'm going to say it, Chompy, you're going to have to bleep it. It's turned into pub. It's like, why? Like, it is so bad. And like, again, it might be because I follow a lot of, you know, corn stars like myself, even though I don't do corn, but I follow a lot of those creators, but it's like, it's like you open up X, you can't open it in public anymore. Plus now it's owned by what's his name. So everybody doesn't like X because of it being owned by who it's owned by.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, they're all over it. They can't stand him. Facebook, I don't even open anymore because every time I go on Facebook, it's like everyone's complaining about their life, that they don't have a job, they have cancer, their dog is dying. And like, I feel bad, but I can only take in so much of that before I'm like, I got to get off. I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
What else? I think I covered. Oh, and like Snapchat, people are just throwing around their noodles for free.
Snapchat. I never liked Snapchat. What? Never got into it.
Do you know people are making like thousands off Snapchat?
It's the next TikTok.
It's wild.
It's the next money-making situation for any average Joe. I just wish Instagram will learn a lesson from TikTok when it comes to hashtagging. Because in TikTok, you just hit the hashtag button, and then you type in whatever you want, and it shows up. Instead of pushing the hashtag, you have to go onto your phone and then look for the hashtag. They should have a button already ready to go on Instagram. That would be so much easier. Yeah. Just one little step makes it easier to, because like I'll sit there and like, I got to put these hashtags in. And then sometimes where I'm at, it just won't register all of them. Mm-hmm. And it's just really annoying. So I'm like, there's a button like TikTok, just a little hashtag button. That'd be great. Mm-hmm. Instagram, please. Just make it easier.
I think they've implemented one.
Yeah.
And it's by category. So if you go, yeah, because you can hand type them out, but then it has a separate button where it's like hashtag or something. And then you get to pick like, is it style and design? Is it like home cooking? Is it science and technology? So I think they might have already done that.
Okay. I got to look into it.
I'll show you. I got you.
Because people are like, hey, how come you don't have any hashtags on these things? I'm like, oh shit, my bad. It's just like, it's just so annoying. I get perfect Wi-Fi and signal. Mm-hmm. But if I put in like, let's say, if I use the Cosmos show all the time, mm-hmm. it's going to pop up. But if I'm going like, let's say like something I have not used all the time. So I would say like, I never use Darewares because it's nothing that I'm a part of. So I'm like, right. If I put Darewares, it's going to take a long time for it to look for it.
Hmm. Okay.
And I'm just like, come on, hurry up and pop. So I'm sitting there waiting for it to register or buffer, whatever, and it doesn't show up. So I'm just like, all right, well, forget that. Then I try something else. And I'm always getting that.
Hmm.
Depending on what area I'm at with a great enough Wi-Fi signal or something like that. It's annoying to me. And maybe just me. That happens to me on my phone because, like, technology is weird with me. But
which, actually, we'll dive into technology. Do you want to take the next grind?
Sure.
Do you want your gears to be ground?
This one's kind of it's kind of like a... I'm angry at how we're at in a state of society when we have this great, incredible technology, but it's like stuff that's really beneficial, like electric cars, solar paneling, power, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like little things that can really help benefit the world and society. Like in our economy, everything sucks. Water bill sucks. The electric, it's all different bills should be one. Then you have other things you have to worry about. So I'm like, why don't be mandatory? They did this thing in the early 2000s where it's no longer cable cords. We're going straight to like fiber optics or like something else or Wi-Fi, something like that. It's like one of the cable companies back in the days. My mom was really mad about it. I was like, it's the future. Got to get with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, why don't they make that mandatory? At one, the one place, like find like a, like California, just make it mandatory. We're going to switch to solar panels, everything, apartment complex, housing, condos, just see the difference. And like, I know it's about making money off of these things, but that's like,
yeah, it's always,
it's like
about
the industry.
Money.
Industry is looking at it. Like there's a way to make a tire that does not need air or a car that really runs forever, but you're putting other people out of business. But isn't that what they did with CDs and albums? They made music digital. You don't have to buy the album anymore. You can buy the one individual song, and there's no more artwork. There's no more jewel cases. There's no more CDs. There's none of that stuff that were jobs exist anymore.
Yep.
So if they're willing to do that, let's do that to the automotive industry.
Yeah.
Let's just make something that, like, cars are so expensive and gas is crazy. And we go to war over stupid gas, stuff like that. Let's just cut the bullshit.
Yeah.
And be smart about it.
Yeah, there always is this like hesitant moment of like, if we were to make this thing, then this thing won't exist anymore. But like you just said, it's happened in tons of industries where we've advanced forward in order to make things easier for people, for civilization, but we do lose jobs and opportunity. So I get exactly what you're saying. I don't know enough about the automotive industry to be like, oh, well, it's because of XYZ, but it would be cool if we could do, I don't know, something about the emissions and the environment would be great. Cause I don't know if we're all aware, but we're kind of killing the planet.
Right.
So, and yes, it's not just cars. It's so many other factors, but anytime we can go a little bit more greener, I'm all behind it.
Yeah, that grows my gears.
That's why I stopped shopping from like Shein and AliExpress, because like they're like heavily contributing to the landfill. So, you know,
there's certain plastics too that don't get recycled.
Yeah.
You gotta look at the number on the little recycling thing. Mm-hmm. There's a number for each different types of plastics. And then if you go to the website, the recycling center, when they show you which ones are not recyclable, which ones are not reused, I think it's like a one, a two, and I think a four are okay. There's like three and then five.
This one doesn't even have it on it.
Hmm. Yeah, it's weird. People really need to look into that. So when they have those blue bins and they throw all the plastics and stuff like that recyclable away, there's a lot of things that don't really get recycled. So,
yeah. That was a good gear grinder.
Thank you.
I felt good about that one.
I felt really old about that.
I felt good hopping into that one. I was like, yeah. Ooh, okay. Have you been out to like a coffee shop and you order your coffee? Actually, you did today.
Yeah,
you did today. And they sit there and they go, okay, thank you so much. Could you just fill out this thing really fast for me? And they flip you the iPad of doom. And then it's like 18%, 20 or 25%.
Yeah.
I would say, now I could be wrong. Y'all are allowed to disagree with me. So get your fingers ready to type in the chat. Uh-oh, here we go. I think tipping like that is getting out of control. I don't know what Starbucks employees or coffee shop employees are making nowadays, because the minimum wage is no longer the minimum. It's, you know, not enough to survive. But why are we not trying to raise the minimum wage instead of trying to take from the consumer? Like, it's wild to me now that getting a coffee, you now have to tip for the coffee. And the worst part about it is if you don't, if you press like, no thanks, or if you skip past it, the person then turns the iPad around and they can see that you didn't tip.
Yeah.
And like, I'm, you know, sometimes I'm really bold and I'm like, no tip. But then sometimes I'm not. Like, sometimes I'll hit the tip button. Like, it just depends. You know, it depends on the person and who's talking to me when I put in my order. Or, I don't know, the mood I'm in that day, which is, like, unfair to the person on the other side. I'm aware. But, like, why are we trying to now make everything tippable, like, or a tippable job, when it was not like that 5 years ago?
No.
And I understand during COVID or after COVID, there was like the COVID tax. Like they added it to like restaurants. Like I totally get that because they were shut down. Mm-hmm. But we're 4 years out of COVID now. Why are we tipping for going up to the counter and ordering something?
Tipping is weird. I feel like you got to earn it.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, like a street performer or something like that. You give them a tip.
For sure.
They went out there, they went out of their way, and they're, you know, they're playing a song, or they dress up as a costume, or they do a magic trick, or like that. That's a tipping situation. I believe it shouldn't be mandatory. Like, some places, they don't accept tips, like Tokyo and, like, Australia and stuff like that. But I'm like, everybody's so used to it. It's like, oh, tips. I'm like, why? What did you do? What did you do differently that made me want to come back? Why did I remember you? Were you cool? Did you make me laugh? I'm like... You just did what you're hired to do, and I don't think you should get extra unless you put in extra. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, audience, but I've been a bartender, and I know that if I put in 110%, I want to get tips.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not just be like, here's your drink, goodbye, go over here and be on my phone. Like, some of the bartenders I work with, and if you're watching this, yes, I'm talking about you. But just like not engaging with anybody and just being like, eh, it's like you don't deserve... Maybe, $2 tips on a drink, whatever.
Yeah.
Just like, you gotta earn it.
I think tipping bartenders and like restaurant servers, that's like a common, like when you go out to eat, you budget, or you should be budgeting to tip that person. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with them. It's the new, like I know Starbucks really enforces it a lot. There was another place that it was like not CVS, but like I jumped into a convenience store to grab something. And then they had... the tip thing, and I was like, what?
The roundup and then the tipping. That dude, going to CVS is like, it takes too long to collect, to close out the transaction. It's just like, all right, here's a receipt, blah, 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 and all this stuff. There's like so much, there's so many process
like,
to do before you're just like, goodbye. That's like, annoying.
I just want to go home.
I just wanted my toothpaste.
Yeah, right? Like, I just want to go home and brush my teeth.
I don't know. It's just, they're probably just trying to see if they can get away with it before somebody says something about it.
And I know a lot of people have. Like, I'm not alone in this thought, but mm-hmm. I don't know what this week, where I went, but I went somewhere and it bothered me. So I was like, I'm writing this down aggressively. And that I did.
And that you did.
I have a really rare one that no one else is maybe going to get, but it grinds my gears. Mm. When Temu steals my image and sells a poster of me.
What?
Temu has a photo of me in a cowgirl outfit and they're selling it on their website.
How? Temu?
Temu. I'll send in the photo. I even added them on Instagram, was like, did you get the rights for this photo? Because I sure as hell didn't get paid for this.
Who took the photo?
Happy or Trigger.
Did he make money off of it?
No. They just stole it. They stole it off Instagram or wherever I posted it and then decided to make a poster and sell it.
I think you and Happy Trigger need to do something about that.
I think we need to lawyer up.
I mean, that's happened before. Some of my friends, like my friend Lauren from Castle Corsetry, some other person had like a corset business and you stole some of her photos from her models of her product.
What?
So, yeah, I was just like, okay, that's fucked up. I was like on that Instagram or Facebook.
So, okay. Yeah,
that's really fucked up.
Yeah. Mm. Like, what the frickle frack? How dare you, Temu? I know where you're at. Also, they're in my DMs, but they're in my email like every day. So annoying.
The notifications are annoying. I had to stop that after a while. Like, I ordered some stuff off of Temu, and it's like, yeah, you can get it cheaper. I was really, really cautious about it, but Chrissy, of all people, she, like, told me, like, yeah, it's fine. She ordered some stuff, and I'm like, okay, if it worked for her, mm-hmm. I'm like, cool, let me try it. So, it's okay. The t-shirts suck.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that.
I saw a really cool print. I'm like, I want this print, but it's, like, some kind of, like, underarm, like, nylon.
Oh. Like an athletic shirt?
Yeah, like an athletic shirt. Like that material. Just print. Double print. Back and forth. It's just like, I wouldn't wear it.
It was trash.
Yeah. Daily basis. So I got a couple shirts like that. But yeah, Temu is weird. It's just, I don't know. It's not like Amazon. I know Amazon's a huge name, but I'm just like, yeah. I trust them.
Yeah, same. Because their reviews are honest. They're not paying for fake reviews. Exactly. So Temu, stop selling my image.
We got to look into that and, put them on blast.
Yeah, I really should. I should get back into that and, like, really figure out what's going on there. But I'll get there. I'll get my lawyers on it. My next one also is probably a little niche, but hear me out. Hecklers on a pay site. Like, what? Okay, you're allowed to heckle me on social media. You know, you're allowed to be a troll. I can't stop you, but your comment at least helps my engagement. But why are you paying through a paywall to then heckle me while I'm live streaming or I'm making, like, you literally are in the trap, homie. You are the white knight, you know? Like, you are the simp at this point because you foot the bill just to heckle me.
It you know what? It probably makes me feel like it's justified.
Maybe.
It's like, I paid, so therefore I have the right to do whatever I want.
I got nothing. Maybe it's a kink. I don't know.
Ugh, it's horrible.
It was so weird. It's been happening a lot lately, and it doesn't bother me, but I'm like, you know, you're paying me money, right? You're aware that you're giving me money to do. Okay, great. Cool. I'll take it. Free money.
Heckling is such a... I see comics do it, and, like, they can deal with it really well.
Oh, yeah.
They're trained for that, but, like, there should be a class. How to deal with hecklers and trolls. We should start that for social media content creators.
You could. If they're paying me, I don't mind. But it definitely makes me question. I'm like, why are you here? Why do you do this? Because, like, initially, if you're just going to comment on my posts and stuff, like, cool. It helps me out, you know, whatever. Eat my dust. But then, like, when you're paying on a paywall And then, like, during while I'm like either doing a live stream or while I'm like, you know, doing whatever I'm doing on there, then you're gonna like spam me and like write a bunch of weird nonsense stuff. Like, you know, I can ban you, right? And then you won't get your money back because I can send in a message to the owner of the platform and say, hey, if this guy tries to get a refund, this is why I banned him. And
But
then I get to keep the money.
what if they are counting on that and they want to make that a big thing?
They could. I
Because
mean,
I could see that going getting out of hand.
like hecklers like paying and then trying to get a
It's
refund.
like I got banned or whatnot, blah blah blah. It's like, well, then that's gonna make this like a huge thing about it. And
Yeah.
they start making like, I don't know, going on your other platforms or whatnot and talking shit that's free.
I mean, there probably is a page somewhere out there that's like, Dare's pay platform content sucks, which, you know, that's the joys of being a content creator and not literally bending over backwards for certain people. 'Cause like, I'm sure there is one out there. There's no denying it. But I don't think a lot of people would pay to heckle and then make a big stink about it because I would then have the receipts. And I do for these individuals that may be up to no good, but I have the receipts that show that they were harassing me and typing inappropriate things during the stream. So it's like, you know, the platform will probably side with me over the person, but it's just weird. Just to me is a little bit like I have a feeling it's a kink or something that they like a humiliation thing.
There is a kink for that. I have a friend that's
Probably.
that works in that industry, and there's some people that just they pay her to for her to talk shit and make them feel like crap. So maybe it's the opposite.
I don't know. It's a thing, apparently. Now, this one's also a little weird and possibly niche, contest rigging. When someone decides to throw a competition of whatever caliber, whether it be talent or just weird random stuff, why throw a competition when you're just going to frickle fracking rig it? Why? Just give the person the money.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't.
It's
The politics of contests just make no sense to me.
it's an act. It's all an
Yeah.
act. It's like you know what? I can give you this money, I can give you this trophy, but what if I put you in a situation for the public eye to see that you went through this painstaking competition just to come out on top and make
Yeah.
you look even better? It's just all a show and act. It kind of sucks.
Yeah. The couple fans brought this one up to me and were like, you should talk about this on your Delulu Canoe. And I was like, I will. I competed in an international pageant system and I wasn't feeling the best, so I already was a little bit under the weather while I was competing, but I was like, you know what, whatever. I paid all this money to be here. I'm in another country. I'm representing the US. I'm happy to be here. I'm just gonna, you know, get through it. But I realized in the pageant, the owners were being like real fishy towards me. Like they would talk to me and be really nice to me and be like, oh, we want you to compete with us for all these other pageants. We want you to like join us and like be a part of our system. And they were really like making it seem like an us against them situation with the pageant that I had initially won to even get to their system. So it felt very like, why are you trying to turn me against the people that like I won their competition for? Very odd. And I didn't think anything of it. I was like, whatever, I'm just gonna get through this contest. And by the end of it, there were so many people like during the live stream and like during the preliminaries that were like, oh, you're gonna win, you're the best one here, and blah, blah, blah. They're being very nice, very flattering. And I didn't think I was going to win, but I definitely thought I deserved either like first, second, maybe third if I, you know, had a bad incident. But everything I did was like top tier and I felt very good about. And I actually was the only person who didn't place. I got nothing. And everybody else got like first, second, third, fourth, fifth. And I found out because like you can get your scores. You can ask the judges for your scorecard. And I remember during the final preliminary, when I was walking in my evening gown, the judges were like, no, don't judge her, don't judge her. And they put their cards and their pens down. And I saw, because they're not even like 5 feet away from you. You can see when judges are scoring you. And I remember thinking, like, why are they not scoring me? So We asked for scores. Of course, I never got them. They were like, "Oh, we don't have them. We don't have them." And yeah, sure. They never scored me. And then it came out because that director talked to the director that I won her pageant and was like, "Yeah, we didn't know she had an only flapjacks. We would have never told her to compete." So I got eliminated. Essentially, they took my money though. They took my dirty only flapjacks money because I had to pay like $2,000 to compete. That's aside from like plane tickets, getting like not just for me, but like for people to come and support me, to like have my photographer there, to get like a shuttle from the airport to the hotel, to pay for the hotel. Like it was probably a $5,000 trip at the end of the day.
God
But
dang.
those freckle fracking jackasses took my only flapjack money, said nothing about it till the very end when I got nothing. And then they were like, "Well, we found out she has an only flapjack, so of course we weren't gonna score her."
Oh my God, that's
And I was
bull.
like, "Why have a contest? Why take my money?" All they had to say was from day one. All they had to say was from day one, like, "Listen, you're beautiful. We really love what you do. You are very well spoken, but because you're on this platform, we would feel dishonest taking your money." And I would have said, "That's fine. I wouldn't have had any judgment in the game. I would have not gone. I would have saved $5,000."
That's just not, that's still not fair.
Not at all.
That's not fair. That's shady, and that is because of an only flapjack thingy. That's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Like, and I respect that maybe that's not in a line with what they want for a title holder. And if that's really genuinely how they felt, I would have no issue with it. It's the fact that they had no issue taking my money.
No.
You know, like, do they get that, like, that's the money I made from that platform? Like, you're just as bad then, sir, because
Yep.
you're taking that money. So I will never understand. Why hold a competition of any kind if you're just gonna rig it? Because the girl who did end up winning, in my opinion, she was from that country. Like, I went to Mexico to compete. She was from Mexico. And
It was all rigged.
she didn't speak a lick of English, only spoke Spanish, which I'm cool with, that's fine. But they were putting the pressure on me to learn Spanish. They were like, "Well, if you're gonna be this title holder, you have to speak English and Spanish." So I pulled out my 3 años of Espanol and I still didn't place. And it is what it is. I'm over it now. But just don't hold a contest if you're gonna rig it.
Right.
Just don't do that.
That's shady.
Yeah.
I have something that grinds my gear about contests, but I'm not gonna say it here. I'm gonna save it for Patreon because it really does grind my gears. It's stupid, I think, but I want people on Patreon to understand and like chime in and tell me what they think so about
What
that.
a good plug.
Thank
Yes. Be
you.
sure to check us out on Patreon. We have very affordable tiers starting at $10 all the way up to a $50 tier. You can help us ask questions to our guests. You can also help us pick topics, and we get to connect with you a little bit more. So be sure to check it out.
Hell
But I do know you have a grind my gears to end us off in the canoe.
Well, one of them I'm saving for Patreon. It's about overlapping and like events like cons and whatnot. But this one's for everybody on YouTube. It's the Airbnb and the X-Men experience. It's all on the East Coast. And like the Airbnb, what I saw was like $100 a night. It's not bad. But
That's really affordable.
that's really affordable. But the plane ticket from like LAX or Burbank or like, it's all that stuff is just, I'm like, why isn't there anything here in California or nearby like Arizona, something like that? I mean, I understand the housing looks the construction of housings out there, like the brick buildings and like mansions, like that's a theme, and it's X-Men Mansion is based out in Westchester, New York, whatever. But like, I just wish it was out here, something like that. Like, yeah, it's not in Calif. It's X-Men not from California, but like, come on, I mean, there are some other comic books that have other areas of the United States. Like, there's the Teen Titans building, which is DC, and that's somewhere out in San Francisco, I believe. It's a big giant skyscraper
It's
shaped
like a
as a T.
dome, right?
I mean, that's a T, but that doesn't make sense. You can't really build that unless you can. But I'm just saying, like, why can't we have some like cool experience out here, you know?
I mean, I feel like LA is a cool experience in its own way,
True.
but also like they could be just like testing it out there because I imagine like rebuilding or like making that Airbnb probably was like pretty expensive. And I feel like building anything out here in LA is super expensive compared to like the East Coast.
True.
But who knows? Maybe they'll come and do something out here that's cool.
Maybe.
Barbie.
If anybody that lives in Beverly Hills or somewhere up in the Hollywood Hills, they have like those nice, big, beautiful homes.
Yeah.
Would like to turn it into like an Airbnb X-Men or some kind of costume, cosmic, comic universe situation. Please, please do. I will do whatever I can to advertise it and
Oh.
be awesome. It'd be awesome.
To all the billionaires that listen to Delulu Canoe,
You never know.
invest your money into nerd culture so that us poor people can benefit from it. Thank you so much. I love that. All right. Well, how are you feeling today? What character do you feel like you are after we've
Dog.
the dog? Yeah,
Yeah.
I definitely feel like I'm the dog today too. I'm a
But
little like,
how do you feel after all that?
I mean, I feel better.
Yeah.
I don't feel totally better though, because I also have some grind my gears topics that I want to talk about on Patreon.
Sweet, sweet.
I want to talk about the minimum wage issue happening out here and the convention thing that you brought up. I think we'll
Yeah.
both tag team on that one.
Cool.
So be sure to check us out on Patreon, and we are finally on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So be sure to check us out there. Leave us a top 5-star review or as many stars as you can leave, because again, we're brand new. We are infants, so please take care of us. Please. Shh. Psh. Anyway, just kidding. Don't hit your babies. Oh my gosh. And also be sure to check out Cosmo from The Cosmo Show. Leave him some love over there. Comment a bunch of things.
Please
And
do.
oh yeah. And also be sure to check out Dare Wears. Leave us some fun stuff there too. And be sure to stay DeLulu, because we hope all your dreams come true, Lulu. Yeah. We'll see you in the next one.